Howdy, Pastor Mark Driscoll here with my best friend.
The Trinity Church is in its early stages of development. All it has is a website, some online supporters, and a video message from Driscoll and his wife.
Where are you going to meet? I don't know. When are you going to start? I don't know. We got a lot of
But he does know his church will be based in Phoenix. Arizona State University Religious Studies Professor Charles Barfoot says Driscoll isn't the first pastor to start over in the state following a scandal.
A.A. Allen. He was an Assemblies of God faith healer. He is busted in 1955 for a drunk driving conviction in the South.
Barfoot says Allen moved to Phoenix and started anew.
Thousands of people come. He's got a network. And here's a man that was defrocked by the Assemblies of God, and he gets a whole new start, a new lease on his ministry.
Barfoot lists other pastors who endured scandals and then spent time in the valley, such as Ted Haggard, who advocated against same-sex marriage and then allegedly hired a male prostitute. Haggard stayed temporarily in Arizona as he sought out counseling and searched for a way to restart his life.
Redemption, forgiveness, I mean, that's the heart of the message. And certainly ministers need that as much as anybody else.
In Seattle, Driscoll had an unusual preaching style that made Mars Hill successful and ultimately led to its downfall. He dressed casually and spoke frankly about sex. Barfoot says this appealed to many younger people.
The megachurch, in many ways, functions like Christianity 101. It gets people through the door.
But Driscoll's more aggressive actions sometimes had the opposite effect.
Basically, if you didn't like what he did, hey, there's the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out.
So many young families have lost their faith in Christ and their faith in the church.
That's Rob Smith, a former Mars Hill church member who left in 2007 after Driscoll restructured the church in favor of a more top-down leadership approach. Smith says Driscoll cast out two church leaders who were opposed to the changes. Driscoll was recorded speaking in a 2007 meeting with a small group of Mars Hill church elders and local pastor candidates.
There is a pile of dead bodies behind the Mars Hill bus. And by God's grace, it'll be a mountain by the time we're done. You either get on the bus or you get run over by the bus. Those are the options.
KJZZ reached out to Driscoll via the Trinity Church's main phone number and email address. The only response was an email pointing to the church's website and markdriscoll.org. Here's ex-church member Rob Smith again.
It happened to me once before this where a church shunned me over just silly stuff. And the impact it has when you've been in a close community where all your friends now turn on you, and you don't have anybody to turn to, it creates havoc emotionally and psychologically with the man and his family.
Smith wants Driscoll to publicly apologize to those who say they were wronged by him. Driscoll's biography on the Trinity Church's website only alludes to Mars Hill and never mentions it by name. But when it comes to the allegations of fraud and financial mismanagement, ex-Mars Hill member Bob Slaus wants more than an apology.
Action is underway to bring a RICO lawsuit to the leaders of Mars Hill Church.
That's Slaus, speaking in an online video about the lawsuit against Mark Driscoll and another former Mars Hill leader, John Sutton Turner. RICO is the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, a U.S. law that allows people to sue allegedly criminal organizations. To qualify as racketeering under RICO, the plaintiffs would have to prove multiple cases of fraud. The lawsuit was filed Monday in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington. Jacob McAuliffe, KJZZ News, Phoenix.